Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Receive a prize.
is great and greatly to be praised. We bless you now, and we reverence your presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is here.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
The Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
He has established his name.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
And it shall reign forever.
Yes.
The Lord is here. The Lord is here. He has established his name. And it shall reign forever. We thank you for your presence now.
Hallelujah.
Not just another anointing, but your glory. Oh, the Lord is here. Feel his presence right here. He has the shadows of life.
That's a good place to praise God. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost on today. Hallelujah. I want him to rain down like never before. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful place to just throw up your hands and throw your head back and just begin to worship the Lord. Because he's sovereign. He's our God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Jesus Christ. Amen. He did not have to send his only begotten Son, but he did. Hallelujah. Just to save something like you and me, something that wasn't even worth looking at twice. Hallelujah. But he thought enough of us. Yes, he did. To come down here and think about us, to give us life. He said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I just, I don't only want to be free in my physical, but I need to be free in my mind. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised on today. He's worthy to be praised. No matter what you're going through, he's still worthy to be praised. Why? Because you have brand new grace and mercy that allows you to come into for God to work it out. All you need to see is today. Tomorrow is not promised to us, but for you. You don't even know what tomorrow may bring. Hallelujah. One yes from God turns the whole thing around. Good old place to praise God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Welcome to Simply the Works Ministries, where I am your host, amen, Pastor Krishna Oluwansa. It is a blessing as well as a privilege, as I always say, to be before you once more and again. I don't take it for granted that God has allowed me this time and this place and this moment to be before you. Amen. I could have been dead and gone, sleeping in my grave. But God seemed fit to allow my days to roll on. Hallelujah. It's not because I was so good. No. It's not because I was so grand. No, that ain't it. It's because his grace is definitely sufficient for you and I. I don't know about you, but every day, every chance I get, I open up my mouth and I tell the Lord, thank you. I don't know if you've been watching the news. I don't know what's going on in your hood or in your community, but every day I hear some people leaving here, and they're leaving by the multitudes, hallelujah. And one thing that I know, that it could have been me. Tragedies are common places, but all kinds of things are taking place. Hallelujah. It could have been me, but he didn't see fit to allow it to be me. Hallelujah. And neither did he see fit to allow it to be you, because you're here listening to me. Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Amen. Tonight we're going to go forth in prayer. I feel like I want to pray tonight. Hallelujah. I want to entreat you guys to begin to pray for the police departments. I want to entreat you guys to pray for the healthcare workers. I want to entreat you guys to begin to pray for your communities and in your neighborhood. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am from Chicago. I am not a San Antonioan. I think that's the correct word to say. I am originally from Chicago. And amen, to get the news about the shootings that have been taking place, amen, the Bible is fulfilling itself. I don't know about everyone, or if you know, most people are in denial, but we have to understand the prophecy of the Word of God is fulfilling itself daily. Amen. And so I want to invoke you guys to come on and begin to pray in your neighborhoods for your law enforcement, that they make the correct decisions. Amen. Because one thing that we don't realize is that it's a hard job to be out in the streets and have to make a split decision on whether I should kill to save my life or kill to take your life. That's the hardest thing in the world. Amen. And then I want you all to begin to pray for your healthcare workers. Amen. For those that have to have your loved ones in their hands. Amen. That God will give them the mindset to cover your people and to do all that they need to do that's within their means, and not just look at your people and look at them and say, well, today is not a good day for me, or it's not a lucky day for you, that you'll die. Amen. For life and death is in the power of our tongue. But one thing we must understand is that our life is in the palm of God's hand. And no one has the one to take it. For Jesus said, no one has taken my life. I laid it down. But understand this, as he laid it down, he said, in 3 days I'll rise again and I'll have it again. Amen. So I want to entreat you guys to begin to pray for your law enforcement and those that are in healthcare. And more importantly, I need you all to begin to pray for those that's in these political arenas. Amen. We're making decisions that totally go against the will of God. Amen. I know everybody is not a God believer. I know everybody is not a Jesus believer. But for those of you that know that God is the I am, he is the great I am, he is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords, he is the Prince of peace, there is no other. He said that every tongue will confess and every knee will bow, and we will begin to worship him and know that he is the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. I don't want to get ahead of myself on tonight, but I want to intrigue you all. I just want to put something in on your mind to begin to pray for those that have to have your loved ones, or even possibly yourself, in the hands of these people. Psychologically, we don't know what's going on in the minds of these people. Every day, as working as a hospice nurse, I begin to pray before I walk into the building. I pray and I ask God to cover me and to cover my mind. And not only that, cover the people that have to deal with the people who are in loss and in the need of their loved ones, who are losing their loved ones. You have families that are coming and fighting over the assets of the dying one and not coming together and not thinking that this is a time of peace and tranquility, that they're beginning to make their decisions. But our minds are on so many other things that are not of God. He says, do not set your things on things that are on earth. Make your treasures on things that are in heaven, for they are eternal. Hallelujah. And I don't know if anybody knows or anybody believes that there's a hell, but I for one believe that there's a hell. Hallelujah. I do believe just as well as we're talking about there's a heaven, I believe that there is a hell. Everybody, they say they made a story or a Disney movie, all dogs go to heaven, the devil is a lie. They don't. Everything don't go to heaven. Just like God says that everyone that calls upon my name, they can be saved. He said, but understand this, they are not of me. Hallelujah. And I want to intrigue you guys to begin to pray over your communities and begin to pray on the law enforcement and the people that you're coming in contact with. Amen. Because they're making decisions over our lives. I don't know whether you know it or not, and whether you think it's affecting you or it's not. It might not affect you, but it's affecting the generations to come. Amen. If God allowed this world to live that long. Amen. We're going to take our scripture reading from 2 Timothy. We're going for 2 Timothy, and we're going to the third chapter and the first verse. It says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in these last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, and unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, concealed lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power, having nothing to do with such people. Hallelujah. Look around. Look around, people. We are living in a time where nobody believes that God is on the way back. We are living in a time where people just don't believe that he's really nearer than what we even think. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this night, God, first of all, before we come, we're asking you to clear our minds and clear our hearts, oh God. I'm asking that you save us, that you create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we begin to place our communities in your hands, God, we know that nothing happens unless you say happens. We know that all you can do is say one word and everything will cease. As you did when you were on the boat with the disciples and the storm began to arise and they begin to get shaken and they become dismayed and they had to wake you up and you begin to speak to the winds and the wave and they begin to cease. Now, God, we're asking that you speak in our communities. God, as we lift up law enforcement, as we lift up our firefighters and the people that are over the ambulance departments, oh God, that you will give them the mindset to treat our people with everything that is within their means. In the mighty name of Jesus, for God, we know that you live. And for God, we know that we shall die. But Lord, even while we're on this earth, oh God, I ask that you go into the hearts of these people, God, that you will give them the mindset and the heart of you, that they will begin to do all that needs to be did to save a life within their means. God, we know that it's not easy willing and running in the streets being shot at. God, we know that it's not easy telling people that their loved ones didn't make it. But now, God, I ask not only that you comfort those that who have lost their loved ones in the time of this or that's going through bereavement, God, I ask that you comfort the people that have to pull the trigger in law enforcement that makes these split decisions, that their decisions, oh, God, will be in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover their minds. For you said in your word that let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Now, God, we're asking that you give your people the mindset of you, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're praying over the political arena, oh, God, that's making all of these decisions over our lives and over our children's lives and our children's children's lives, oh, God. Lord, we're asking that you just come down and you hear our plea and that you hear our cry, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know that you're matchless. We know that no one can fathom. We know that you said that your ways are not like our ways and our thoughts are not as your thoughts. But God, I'm asking you to touch right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch each and every person under the sound of my voice, every first responder, oh God. in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will do what is set out of them to do and what is expected of them to do, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know that the enemy is on his job. Now, God, I ask that you put your people on their job. May you arise and every enemy be scattered, oh God. For the enemy will come one way, but flee before us seven ways, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're asking that you hear our prayers. God, we're asking that you don't hinder us in the name of Jesus. That you do not turn a deaf ear to our prayers, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that you keep us, that you cover us, cover our loved ones, cover our families. In the name of Jesus, for we know the sin is on the rise. God, we know that the enemy is trying to blind our people. We know that he's trying to bring the deaf ear, but my God, remove the scales off their eyes, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, remove the deaf ears, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we standing for you, oh God. We don't want to deny your power, oh God. We don't want to be lovers of ourselves. God, teach us to stand together, oh God. For together we will stand, and divided we will fall. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in our life right now, God. Lord, we need you on tonight. God, we need you as never before, God, for we cannot make it without you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we need you. Cause your people to stand, oh God. Cause your people to open up their mouths and cry out that you are the Lord, that you are the God, that there is none above you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your spirit, God. With the blood of Jesus is over your people, God. The blood of Jesus is over our White House, oh God. The blood of Jesus is over our communities, oh God. The blood of Jesus is over our mindset. The blood of Jesus is over our families. The blood of Jesus is over our nation and our armies, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know what the news says. We know what the word is said. But God, give us the arena, give us the standing to stand up and begin to pray, oh God, as never before in the mighty name of Jesus, to know that you are God, to stand on your word in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said that your word will stay. Everything will pass away. Heaven and earth will be moved, oh God, but your word will stand. You said unto you that your word will not return unto you void, that it will do that which it is called to do in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Open up our minds. Open up our eyes, oh God, that we will know you in the pardon of our sins. God, we're asking for forgiveness. We're asking for forgiveness right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we said some things. We fought some things. God, we're hiding bitterness and hatred in our hearts, oh God. Deliver us, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every tongue shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that you are God. God, give us the strength to stand. Give us the strength to decipher the enemy, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're calling on you right now. We need you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of depression. God, give us joy. We come against the spirit of oppression, oh God. Lift us up, oh God. This is all that we'll be able to stand. God, have us to put on the whole armor of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are putting on the whole armor of you, God, so that we'll be able to withstand the trial, the wiles, and the trickery of the enemy right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. Holy Ghost, move as never before. Holy Ghost, move as never before. Open up our eyes, oh God, that we may see. Open up our eyes, oh Lord, that we may see. God, give us our mouth, oh God. Put your word in our mouth that we'll be able to plead, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over the radio station. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. You said that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus has not lost its power, God. For the name of Jesus is powerful. For the name of Jesus is strong and mighty. For the name of Jesus is mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord, strong and mighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way right now, God. Begin to look on the city of Chicago, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, get into the eyes and the ears of those that are in law enforcement, those that are first responders, oh God, those that are healthcare workers, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, get in their hands, oh God. For you said that you might use them as tools, Lord, to save the lives of your people. Give them a testimony, oh God. Lord, don't make the heart so hardened. God, unharden the hearts of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way right now, God. Unharden the hearts of your people. Unharden the hearts of your people. Cause the churches to rise, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cause the pastors to rise, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we need you. God, we need you. God, we need you. God, we need you. We shut you out of so much. God, we asking you to come in. We need you right now, God, for you are sovereign God. But we know that you are just God. But we also know that you can become an angry God. God, we don't want to fall into the hands of the angry God. God, give us another chance. Test us and see, God, that if it be of us, that we'll come to you, God. Test us, oh God. Try us again, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God. Give us the strength to love our neighbors, as you said, for us to love as we love ourselves, oh God. There's no greater commandment, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we don't want to overcome evil with evil, but God, we want to conquer it with good. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we don't want to be conformed to this world, but we want to be transformed and renewed in our minds, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way right now, God. Have your way right now, God. We're calling on you, Jesus. We're calling on you, Jesus. We're calling on you, Jesus. Face down, oh God. Stretched out, Lord. Back against the wall, Lord. We need you to move by your power, God. Show us, oh God. Show us who you are, God. Show us your hand, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The United States needs you, God. Our allies need you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We can't make it without you. You created the heavens and you created the earth. You created the universe and everything that dwells therein. God, we need you. God, we need you. God, we need you. God, we need you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yahshua, come by, Jesus. Yahshua, be about us. Yahshua, come on and be about us, oh God. We can't do nothing until you come and stop by, God. We can't breathe until you say breathe. We can't move until you say move, God. We don't take for granted of who you are, God. We know that you are all, you hold the power. We know that you are the higher power, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. As we begin to come to the end of this prayer, but never from your presence, God, I ask that you cover us in your blood. Cover our families, oh God, as we begin to sleep and slumber throughout the night. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way right now, God. The blood of Jesus over our families. The blood of Jesus over our jobs. The blood of Jesus over our minds, oh God, that we will make the perfect and right decisions in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. These blessings I ask in Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you all for tuning in to Simply the Word Ministries International, where I am your host, Prophetess Krishna Uluwansa. You all be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Your glory.
thank Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody just begins.